When Justinian was crowned senior emperor and Augustus of the Romans following his uncle Justin's death in 527 AD, the Roman Empire was greatly reduced in size from its heyday under the Emperor Hadrian at the beginning of the 2nd century AD. Though the empire had split in various ways before the 6th century, the final split between the eastern and western halves of the empire came in 395, when the Emperor Theodosius I split the empire between his two sons, Honorius in the west and Arcadius in the east. As the era known as the Period of Great Migrations began, the Roman Empire came under pressure from various migrating groups, including the Goths, the Huns, the Vandals, the Franks, and the Suebi. Although these groups are traditionally either referred to as barbarians or Germanic tribes, historians now tend to avoid these terms, as the term barbarian tends to have negative derogatory connotations, and quite how Germanic many of these tribes were is highly questionable. To Romans of the 5th and 6th centuries, however, these groups were viewed both as uncivilized barbarians and as useful mercenaries. The Western Roman Empire slowly crumbled in the face of these migrations, although political instability, economic difficulties, and religious controversies all played a role in the slow march to collapse. The date you have probably heard for the fall of the Roman Empire is 476. This is in fact only one of the dates given for the fall of the Western Roman Empire. This was when the Western Roman Emperor, Romulus Augustulus, handed the crown to a general called Odoacer. Because later Europeans judged Odoacer to be Germanic rather than Roman, this they believed to encompass the fall of Rome. It is not at all clear that people at the time saw it as any such thing. Meanwhile, the eastern half of the Roman Empire, with its capital at Constantinople, endured. The coins you can see in the case by the Roman capital of Constantinople are examples of a gold, a silver, and a base metal coin produced there at the beginning of Justinian's reign. Although Justinian was not a military man, he was portrayed in military array on his coins. Because of this, he needed a competent general to lead his armies while Justinian remained in Constantinople, overseeing his other reforms and projects. A brilliant young general by the name of Belisarius caught Justinian's eye. Belisarius, along with the multi-talented Armenian eunuch Narses, would be the man to lead Justinian's wars and conquests.